I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals. This week, we're revisiting our Love Languages episode, and if you remember, last year, we called this episode the Valentine's Day Special. I don't know why we thought it was so fucking funny, but it was, and we're talking this week and recently just about what we want to do for this year's Valentine's Day Special, and we just loved this episode so much. I think it was really fun to do around Valentine's Day and do in the sense of relationships. Of course, you guys know that we talk about relationships in the sense of friendship and romantic relationships, and it's really fun to break down the different aspects of that. Also, my friend texted me recently, what are your love languages? Like, we were just discussing it, and so I sent them this episode. I was like, I answered it, but I was like, if you want to get deep into it because they listened to the podcast, I was like, here we go. This is the full episode. It's a good one. Buckle up. I don't remember what my love language breakdown was, but we like pulled out the receipts. We read it on this episode, so we will get so into it. Spoiler alert, 0% physical touch was the most astonishing part of mine, and that's kind of all I remember. So maybe I need to go re-listen to this episode. But for Valentine's Day, as we get into that mode and thinking a little bit more about relationships, we're going to talk about love languages this week. So enjoy this revisit from a year ago, which is so sick to think about. Before we get into it, reminder, merch is still available. I love sending out merch packages and writing you guys a little note, so maybe a little Valentine's Day merch if you want to get something for yourself. It's literally impress yourself. Or if you want to get something for someone else, link is below. Also, follow the Instagram for Girls Schools Pod and TikTok. It's just at Girls Schools Pod on both accounts. Again, linked below. So are Caroline and I's personal accounts, TikTok, Instagram, adding Catherine Kinnean, at Caroline Kinnean. You guys know the drill. Let's get into it.
Today we have what Caroline is calling the Valentine's Day special. Because the day this comes out, Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the Valentine's Day festivities have already started up around here in the world. There are roses everywhere. There's hearts on everything.
Like in our
in like Boston. Just us?
Oh
no!
I thought you meant like us in general. Like, no, there's really? No. I haven't seen roses.
They're no decorations.
We did have roses in the apartment recently, though. Did we throw them out?
No, I moved them to the bathroom.
Well, we both have hearts on our nails.
Yeah, I do have that. If you're watching on video,
I got my nails done and I put a little heart, and then in Catherine,
I didn't
the next
know
day,
you
was
did.
Like,
that was the thing.
Yes, you did, because I like literally
I thought it was
asked
polka
you
dots.
About it.
I thought it was polka dots.
No, you so clearly knew that it wasn't polka dots because I sent like
I thought it
10
was like,
example photos of different hearts and asked which one I.
Well,
should
maybe
do.
That's where I got the like. Oh, let's put art.
Right.
That's well, actually, I was doing them just like plain white. And then I'd never get my nails done, but they were all kind of, like, broken. So I was like, I just have to reset myself.
Is this your first time, like, having, like, tips, like, fake nails, like, ever?
Yeah.
You've never done?
No, I normally, my real like nails that? Are normally, like,
and Catherine is great,
really good.
Like, strong, real nails.
That would be,
and I just don't.
If I had to choose, like, one physical aspect of myself, that was, like,
better
my favorite
me.
Thing. No. That was, like, my favorite thing about myself. It would be either my nails or I like my nose sometimes.
Oh.
And those are my two things.
But interesting.
More importantly is, like, the non-physical aspects.
So true.
So true.
Well,
it's
the Valentine's Day special.
Those things. Oh, yeah, Valentine's
it's
Day
It's the
special.
Valentine's Day special because this is coming out on Monday. Valentine's Day is Tuesday. And Valentine's Day has been completely irrelevant for, like, our entire lives. And, like, it's still irrelevant this year. But we're just making it relevant.
Yeah.
I would say.
Well, I
in,
think.
In, like, silly ways.
It's been a silly one, I'd say. Our friend, oh, let's just get into the highs of the week, because that kind of kicks off our 24-hour, my high of the week lasts 24 hours, and it was Friday to Saturday.
I feel like we just had, like, a really good week. Like, I've had a really fun week in general. It's been, like, an activity-packed week.
It's been an activity-packed week. Having a really social week, or era makes it hard to
era. We're just gonna claim it as an era. We've had like a few good days where we're like, this is an era.
This is the
this
new
is the
me.
New...
This is like I'm on the up and up, and I'm like, this is real. This is me. It is.
No, I agree.
As long as
I would like to keep this going.
We have plans out to the next. Like we have a trip coming up in 2 weeks, so this high of life has to extend for at least the next 2 weeks, if not longer. So,
yeah,
that's what's going on over here. But the 24 hours was... Oh, let me finish my thought.
Okay.
When you have those phases where, like, everything is going so well, you're, like, booked and busy, social life is thriving, like, activities are going strong, it makes it hard to get work done.
Yeah.
Outside of that. So, like, obviously, I still, like, attend my job. But doing podcast stuff or cleaning the house, I've actually been so on my shit about cleaning because I took an extra.
You always are.
I know, but like, I love
you
it.
Always
I love
are.
It. Like I sound like a broken.
I
record.
Would say I've been a lot better in the past month. I truly have. Like I have upped my game, and I'm really happy.
Mom and
about
I were
that.
Talking about that. The
yeah,
other day,
I know
I'd
you
say.
Were because I. There was one day where you were at work in the office and I was work from home, and I was doing all my laundry, cleaning my room, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna like do the whole kitchen. I'm gonna vacuum. I'm gonna like Swiffer. I'm gonna do the shower. Like I just kind of did everything.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, for sure, but. Like, you, it was, like, very apparent, like, that's very different for me. So I was, like, you know, like,
it's
you didn't...
crazy seeing some blue
yeah,
up on
I
that
know,
chore chart.
Yeah, I know, because we have a chore chart, and, like...
You guys know about the
I will
chart.
Be honest that my name is up there the least, but I wanted to, you know, pull my weight this one day. And Catherine didn't say anything about it, but the next day I'm on the phone with my mom, and she's, like... And Catherine was, like, you know, she was really impressed and, like, happy that you did that.
Okay,
I was, like, she didn't say anything to me.
I wouldn't say really impressed, but I was on the phone with mom because I had to have her, like, pack an order for me. And I was instructing her. And I was on FaceTime. And I, like, walk up the stairs and I see that the apartment was clean. And I was like... Because our roommate wasn't home.
It was
so the only option would have been Caroline. And that is, like, astonishing around here. So I was like, oh, she cleaned.
I did. Well,
it
she said
crazy.
You were super happy
okay.
about it.
So high of the week is the 24 hours. Is that your high of the week, too?
Yeah, I mean, sure. The whole week's been really fun, though. I would say, like, we had friends over, and we had a homemade pizza night.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a good night, for
yeah.
one. We did a little, like, I mean, just to keep it relevant to the Valentine's Day special, like, we did some, like, group hinge swiping.
That was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
That was so
it's
funny.
It's just funny to, like, look at somebody else's profile and, like, watch, like, what somebody else's opinions are and, like, what they swipe on and don't and, like, see what else is
it
out
was,
there.
Like, a peep. Like, someone
had, like, a girl's phone
and
then we
out.
Had a boy's phone, so we got kind of, like, both mm-hmm. views, which you don't usually have, so that was super silly. That was a fun night.
I'd say it was silly.
And then following up this past Friday night, which is, like, the past 24 hours. Go ahead. Take it from here.
Take it away. Well, Thursday too, because our friend who
won. Oh my God, we've had such a good week,
guys. Let me just like tell you about my life,
like, the trajectory like of this podcast.
Because a year ago today, I was like I hate everything. Someone texted me from Singapore. It was like a year ago today we were doing this, and I was like, I was so unwell the entire time that so many episodes I would. One of them, we were planning it, and I was like sobbing, and I was like, as we were planning it, and it was just so like, what a turn of events that we're here right now. Well, and now we're like, high of the week.
When we talk all to you guys every single week, it's like you see so many different like phases and moments of our lives. Like, you catch us at different points all the time, and there's definitely been so many phases where like we're all like upset or sad or like, I don't know, it's just like not as fun. And so it's fun that now we can come on and be like, oh, like, you know, we didn't really change. We've always done the same thing, but like, you know, life feels like it's turned to like a pretty good point right now. Mm-hmm. Not that it was ever like
not to say bad, that I did like have like, an absolute shit day this week.
Right. But it's like
that's like okay, because like overall we're good. Yeah.
And so it kind of shows that when we catch up every week. So
Thursday, one of our best friends ever, like from birth. I was gonna say babyhood, but I thought it was a little like, is that a real
babyhood,
term?
Childhood. However, like there were gaps in that friendship.
Oh yeah, then we were closer, like, you know, in the last 5 years, I'd say. Is having a concert in Boston, so he was here. He had a day before his show that he was just free, so we got to hang out, catch up, go to dinner, and then Friday night
to go out to dinner. And this friend of ours, like, you know, we love him, but he frequently runs late. So when Catherine and I wanted to go to the North End in Boston, go out to a nice dinner, we end up getting Sweet Green and eating it on the couch. We still had a great time, but we didn't go for dinner.
It didn't change anything to me. I just wanted to like show him more of Boston, because we haven't. Anytime it's been like 3 hours that we've overlapped in Boston together, or it was like freshman year of high school, we took a Boston trip.
And we didn't know Boston.
And we didn't know Boston at that point. Yeah. Well. So then Friday, we actually got to go to his concert. He was opening for a band that we didn't know, nor were we there for.
The Tantrums, which, like, okay, what's the song?
You are out of my league.
Yeah.
So
that's all.
But we were going to, like, leave and go see him after he played his set. So we were like, excuse me, can we just go to the front? So we, like, worked our way to the front. We're like, don't worry, we're leaving. Like, you can have your spot.
We just want to see the opener. And everyone's like, there's an opener. And we're like, yeah, but he's really good.
And then after, they were like, oh, my God, we loved him.
Yeah.
So Carol and I are front row, like, scream singing to the songs. It was so fun. We're giggling, we're laughing.
He's seeing us, you know, we're smiling. Mm. His sound, like, we knew his sound guy too. It was almost like a private party, really, even though there was a crowd. No, because we met his sound guy.
They came over the night before, so we were like, anytime they would do something, we'd be like, yeah, Sammy, yeah, Will. It was so fun. And obviously, like, people were annoyed at us in the crowd, but I was like, I don't really care.
No, I truly, like, and Catherine, they had the time of our
lives. And I think they did too on stage.
We just didn't
care.
It was absolutely, like, no shits given. Like, we were just up there front row, like, so proud of our friend, like, being able to support, just, like, singing. And we had so much fun.
After, he was like, thank you guys for singing so loudly, because anytime I needed a break, I knew you guys would just take on over. We're, like, happy to be of service.
And then
we got to hang out with him after the show and, like, go backstage for a second, and then unfortunately we had to like part ways.
Unfortunately, we had a second plan of the evening. Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa,
I know. Turn of events, but it's okay because we're seeing him in like a week, which is our plans for 2 weeks. Is we're taking a little LA trip, which I'm so excited for.
But anyways, that was so fun because like we got to just hang out a little bit backstage and like catch up after. It was just such a proud moment to like, you know, when you're like, I don't know, if you have, like a long-term, like, friend kind of thing, and you, like, watch people grow. Like, we went to his first concert a year ago, and so to watch that, like, it was, I don't know, I was just so proud.
So proud.
It was so sweet.
So proud.
Anyways.
So then we had a Valentine's Day situation. Our friend was throwing a Valentine's Day party, and she really showed up and showed out with it. Like, she made a whole game, and it was, like, a board game on the wall.
She decorated the house. It was so fun. A drink station, chocolate-covered strawberries.
It was so fun. So we ended up going with friends, and it was, like, a whole group. We didn't know many of the other people. We only knew kind of, like, the five core people that we were going with. But then, obviously, we mingled. We were social. We met everyone. It was so fun. And then, as we were there...
There's a roof.
Oh, yeah. She has the best view of Boston from her roof. as we're there, we all go to the same gym, the like main friends that we know. So we're there. It's like 3 a.m. when we're going home, like
12 o'clock,
10 a.m. gym tomorrow. And then someone else comes in and they're like, can we push it to 11? Maybe it's like, can we push it to 12? And so it was, we decided on 12 o'clock gym. We're ready to go, done. We go home. 12 o'clock rolls around. We're all at the gym. And it was the best day ever. It was so sunny. I'd gone for a walk before because it was like gorgeous out. And so I just ended up at the gym. No clothes. Like I wore gym clothes on purpose on my walk so that I could just like meander into the gym and have at it. So everyone's working out. Everyone's having the time of their lives. We end up outside. There's like a little turf area in the gym and it was sunny, gorgeous, so nice. We're all just laying on the ground. Mm-hmm. Just like sunbathing.
It was playtime. It was, really.
And then it turned into playtime. And it's like a jungle gym. Oh my god, it was. Normally, like, I'm not for social time at the gym. If I'm like working out, I want to be in my zone. I want to do my thing. Of course, I want to say hi to the people I know. But I don't like a tandem workout session.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I just want to do my thing.
But this was playtime. It wasn't really.
But once we got to playtime, it was like we were all having pull-up competitions. I can't do a pull-up at the moment, and that was really upsetting because I used to be able to. So that's now, I guess, I have a new goal.
No, because I used to be able to do way more chin-ups than I can now, and it's just I had a phase where I was not practicing at all, and I've started practicing a bit more recently. So you'll get them back so fast. It's just you don't do them.
I know,
often,
but
so
I was like, no, it. Everyone was like taking turns doing their pull-ups, and I was like in my head, I'm like, shit, I know, like, I used to be, guys, I could do 7 at one point.
7 pull-ups?
No.
Pull-ups?
I could do, like, 3 pull-ups.
Okay.
And then 7 chin-ups. Yeah, and now I could do 0 pull-ups, and I think I did 1.25.
You did, like, 2 or 3.
I wasn't watching myself.
I got 3 pull-ups in my head. That was pretty solid.
Like, I bodied the monkey bars, though.
No, I was gonna say that. You killed the monkey bars.
I know.
Swinging back and forth.
I zipped up and down them with those monkey bars.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's, like, something.
So it's playtime, and all of a sudden, it turns into brunch. Turns into brunch. We go to brunch. We go to brunch. It was so silly. Then we go to a walk.
The brunch was silly. There were some bits.
Oh, there were some bits at brunch. Yeah.
You know when you're just like, you're just doing some bits with your friends. It's just silly.
My favorite part was one time we were like telling a story about someone. And like half the people knew the story, like were embedded in the story. And half of them had no idea who this person was, what was going on. So we're telling the story. No names, obviously.
We're using no names. We're like, this guy,
someone.
This girl.
Like, this guy, blah, blah, blah. It goes on for, like, 10 minutes. We're really good at the no name game right now.
And all of a sudden,
our friend goes, and I sat him down, and I was like, name, blah, blah, blah. And we're all like, oh, we were doing so well
he
up until this point. We were doing so well.
We were trying to get, like, an outsider's opinion on this story without, like, or on this situation without kind of like exposing who these people were, because you know you don't want to expose people for their actions.
The other people didn't even know this kid, so it was totally,
yeah, it was
these
totally
people,
fine,
so it was totally
it was so
fine. It was just like funny to
we were
us.
Just doing this whole bit where we were like, so we have this guy and we know this girl and like here's the whole situation, and we were like getting opinions, and then our friend just totally slipped up,
just
and
like
the names,
full name. It was so funny.
Full name
right then and there.
It was so funny.
And then
though.
It turned into a whole walk. So now it's like 7 p.m.
I know.
When I get home.
I know.
And I want to preface that I put laundry in at 10 in the morning.
I know, and it's still
and
wet.
And now it's
in
like
the
7 and it's wet in the washer. And all I can think about the whole day is I'm so sorry if anyone wants to use it. Like, I didn't even, because our building shares laundry.
There's only a few people though, so you
it's
might
like
have
gotten lucky. No one had to use it, so it was totally fine. But I was concerned all day. And here we are. And then our roommate came home. We hadn't seen her. Like, this whole 24 hours, she was at work. So, like, she was asleep
when
she was at work.
Well, then we went to, we went for a sunset walk down to the water, walked back, and now, yeah, and there.
And so now we're patiently waiting for her to come home. She comes home. I made dinner. Chicken, rice, broccoli. It was perfect. It was perfect. And we just sat there and, like, debriefed. It was the best debrief.
The roommate debrief is, like, truly a spiritual experience. Like, there's nothing better than a roommate debrief after, like, a night out or a 24 hours apart.
A 24 hours apart.
I mean, it was just, like, you know, to have 24 hours where we went to our friend's concert, we went to a Valentine's Day party, we did, like, a group hang at the gym, we went to brunch, we went to a sunset walk. Like, it was just, like, a really happy 24 hours, really.
That's more social activity than in a weekend than I had cumulatively all of the like last year,
right?
I swear to god.
But at the same time, this Thursday we're going to Sean Kingston, and like, who
oh
would
my
have
god
thought, who
I was roped into that, I'd say.
I texted and Gavin like 2 weeks ago because I'm with a couple of friends and they're like, oh, we're going to Sean
Kingston. I was home in bed asleep. And she goes, can you buy tickets for this right now? And so I just...
But how fun is that?
I did.
Like, you're way too beautiful, girl. Like,
and so now we're
singing
going.
Singing that shit. Like, that's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it'll be something.
I just hope
sure.
he does a lot of covers, you know, like the popular ones and then covers, because otherwise, like, I can't say I know Sean Kingston's discography.
I'd say.
But
study up.
I will. So.
Oh, and coming up, today is Sunday. It's actually Super Bowl Sunday. I'm so excited for Rihanna.
And Catherine's been like talking about Rihanna all week, and I
are you really, not excited? Did, are I'm, you not excited?
I'm super excited, but I didn't really connect the dots at the beginning of the week. She was like, what's your favorite Rihanna song? Like, people at work are asking for, like, my favorite Rihanna song, and I can't choose.
Well, I couldn't choose. I was like, oh, easy. And then as I started thinking, it was just a list of, like, 15
No,
of them.
I feel like Rihanna's not someone where, like, oh, like, I love Rihanna. And then I started thinking, and she's a lot of great songs.
Like, you...
And then,
yeah,
like,
you know,
and then you realize that you do love Rihanna. But I was so confused, because then Catherine was like, oh, I want to, like, ask everyone what their favorite Rihanna song is. And I was like, it just seemed so random to me. I don't know that I had heard that she was playing the Super Bowl yet or that I had, like, connected those dots. Like, I just thought out of
nowhere. It's been the talk of the town for weeks.
I just thought that out of nowhere you were, like, talking about Rihanna. Anyways.
I mean, I would.
That's this afternoon, and that's going to be exciting, too.
So true. We're going to our friend's mom's house, and so we're going to bring... It's like an everyone bring something situation, and of course, with the dietary restrictions in this household...
The gluten-free.
The gluten-free, the dairy-free... We're going to bring veggies, dips, and we have 17,000 boxes of gluten-free crackers in our pantry.
I got a gifting from Simple Mills crackers. I wasn't
They're
expecting
so
it.
They're so good.
I, like, get this giant package, I open it up, and it's truly, like, just at least 10 boxes of, like, various crackers. So we have so many crackers now. So we can contribute. We can contribute.
So that'll be that.
Oh.
Now that we've taken up your time talking...
Yeah, but that was such a fun recap.
And
it was so relevant. You know, Valentine's Day party, Valentine's Day special, you know?
Right. Galentine's Day. Maybe we'll have a Galentine's
That's
Day
That's probably
on
what
Tuesday.
We'll end up doing on Tuesday, because no one's going to have a real date.
Nope.
Please.
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 Please. Low. Do you have a low? Mine's going to be about sleep, so sorry.
Of course it is.
Not about lack of sleep. I just, for the whole week, every hour on the hour, I wake up.
Yeah, that's me.
And it's like 3 a.m. and I'm up and ready to go and I'm so irritated about it.
Also.
Which that has caused me to, I'm like awake at 3 a.m. So then I'm like, go back to sleep, go back to sleep, go back to sleep. So then at like 5 a.m. I finally fall asleep. And so then I have to skip my morning gym because I'm getting the sleep that I need. And so then I've had to go.
That's really strange because I feel like the exact same thing happened to me this week. I would wake up at like 3 a.m., be up for a couple hours, then pass back out. So then there was no way I was going to the gym in the morning.
Yeah.
So that would also be my low. And then my goal would be to go to the gym in the morning. And also to just like continue to have a fun week because we have some fun plans this week as well.
I also, part of my low is that if I didn't go in the morning, a few days I had things...
Yeah, that's
afterwards,
what happens.
And I couldn't go at all, and then I was irritated.
And then
so
I feel
on
so bleh.
Thursday, I was there for so long.
It was like your
partially
one time
it wasn't
in a week.
It wasn't my fault. Partially, I was like to our friend that was visiting. I was gonna sign him in as a guest to our gym, and I said I'm gonna go at 3. I'm there at 3. All of a sudden, 4 comes around. He's like, "I'm on my way. Is that okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely. I'm still here. Don't worry."
So you do your whole workout.
I do my whole workout. It's
4:45. You have to be there while he does his
it's
whole workout.
It's 4:45. I'm still there. But I was eating it up. And then he does his whole workout. I'm still working out. I had the time of my life.
Again, like we did mention, like time is no concept to him. Like we have been over that, but it's fine.
I don't mind.
It's
like
fine.
I needed the time in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday when we had our whole playtime session, I was also in the gym for like an extreme amount of time. Oh, do you have a goal? Do you have a goal real quick?
I said morning gym and to just like have fun because we have a lot of fun plans this week too. Have some fun.
Oh my god, we have so many fun plans.
I know. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Which,
why does
you
this,
know what?
This feels like a really good like moment in life right now. It just does.
It does. Who knew?
It just, like, who knew?
If you told me
in
February
winter,
in Boston February. Would be the time of my life.
The time of your life.
Wrong.
I would say there's no way. But here we are, having a good time.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy. So, love languages. If you were to ask me to give you a Valentine's Day special and talk about relationship advice, relationship history, like, I would have nothing to give you. However, I can talk about the concept, because that's what I'm good at. You give me a topic, I can give you my opinions. Do I have experiences to reference? Like, not much, to be honest, but we're going to talk about love languages and just see where it goes, because I think it's a very interesting concept. The fact that, like, people give and receive love in different ways.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Is that the, like, the difference, even from your own personal perspective, the difference between giving and receiving is so interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my...
Wait, you think, like, the way you give and receive is different from each other? Like, I don't know if that's true. I think yours is
similar. Don't think that's true.
No. But I just mean from person to person, it can be so different. So sometimes may like a person so much, and, like, but that's just, like, not compatible in that sense. Like, what you're used to, like, giving or the way of showing love is, like, not the way that they receive it. So there can be, like, a total miscommunication there. Based on, like, absolutely nothing other than you're just, like, wired to, like, give and receive affection, validation, love, whatever it is, differently.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors. We, with our friends, like a few months ago, sat down. Somehow it came up, like, love languages. Yeah, I take the quiz. Like, it goes silent in the room. We're all taking this quiz. And then what happens is we go in a circle and read out our love languages. And I linked the quiz. It's like
fivelovelanguages.com, but it's not that long of a quiz. We'll put the link in the description so you can,
if,
like,
you want to do your
you
own.
Can do it while we're talking. You can pause the episode and do it and come back, and we can all, like, you know, talk about it together.
Oh, you can definitely do it while you're talking.
But yeah, you can definitely do it, because, you know, if you start it right now, I'm sure before we even get into ours, like, we're going to talk for long enough for you to just kind of do the quiz and then be right there with us.
The quiz is literally five, like, the number five,
lovelanguages.com. And you click start here.
You click
and then
start
what happens
here.
As you say.
And then I'm doing it right now. It's over.
Oh, there's a lot of different ways you can do it.
Oh, wait. I don't think.
Have they added more options?
Oh, no. Then you just click skip for now.
Oh, okay.
That's, like, learning That's like education
content. I see.
Anyway, take quiz, give you some questions. You hit like your most,
you know, it'll give you a bunch of options.
You just let them tell you what to do. You let them tell you how to do it.
But it like gives you a bunch of options. It'll give you like two scenarios and it's like, which one do you value more?
Okay, so love languages. I do think it's interesting and I think it's so, so important to understand your own and other people's, because if you don't know what someone else values or appreciates or deems a good example of someone's like love and appreciation for you and how they show it, how they tap into that for you, then you could be missing opportunities to like build connections and understand people and like really foster relationships. So I think number one, it's most important to understand your own. And then from there, because you don't want to, if you don't understand your own, if you're not solid in your own love languages and the ways that you give and you receive love, then when trying to form relationships with new people, you don't know what to look for, or you're not confident in that, or it just won't be as secure or as solid or as individual. I feel like part of losing your individuality within a relationship could come from not understanding how you give and how you receive love. So I think that's why it's so important to understand that for yourself first before you go out and try to understand how other people show their affection. Because if you don't know what you need to receive, then how are you ever supposed to receive anything?
It's also good to know what your own top ones are, but then also what you may not vibe
with. Is this about me?
No.
One of my things is 0%, guys.
I wasn't really
just
there, but I think it's good to know.
Spoiler alert, one of the things is 0%, straight, because it gives you the percentage breakdown of all five. One of mine is a zero, but I have a solid explanation for it, because
we'll
it's
not like zero.
Zero. It's just zero. In the grand scheme of the five of them, I really don't care about that one compared to the other options. Oh, and the options are
quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, giving and receiving, gifts, acts of service.
Yeah.
Wow. I had those all.
That's
on the
neither
top
of our
of
orders,
head.
By
I
the
really
way.
Did.
That's neither of our orders.
But anyways, that might be my order. Who really knows? Anyways, I think it's also good to know the ways that you don't typically perceive that, because it can also show you ways that you might be missing how somebody else is trying to give it. You know, like if you're somebody who, you know, acts of service is low for you, and like this may be me. Like, acts of service, like, you know, like, doing things for other people, like, taking daily tasks off their plate. Like, the way that, like, you know, I'm not as great at, like, consistently cleaning the apartment. But, like, and Catherine really is. Like, that's a way that she really shows that she, like, you know, cares and wants to create a good environment for us and stuff. So, like, knowing that that is something that is more important to her makes me understand that, like, oh, even if we may not meet, like, in this other way, like, her doing that, like, is, like, her way of expressing that, kind of, you know? Like, that's something that,
like,
is more
important for
her.
And I'm so glad you can see that and appreciate that, and that is why you don't clean, actually, is what I'm seeing now. That's how you, that's how you are showing your appreciation,
right,
is by giving me messes to clean up.
Opportunity.
That is so kind.
I give you the opportunity.
That is so kind of you.
To do that, because I know that it's important for you.
How thoughtful.
You know? But, like, it can also help you understand, like, oh, maybe this is not, like, a typical way that I give love or, like, feel it, receive. But if I notice that somebody else is doing that, then I actually, maybe they do care. Like, even if our style, like, doesn't match in the way, like, if I'm a big words of affirmation person and someone's not saying all the time, like, oh my God, you're so incredible, I love you so much, but they're doing all these things that actually show that, I'm just not used to perceiving it that way, then you can, like, kind of be more watchful. So it doesn't mean that if your styles don't line up, like, there can be no relationship there. It just means, like, being aware that people communicate things in different ways, and that sometimes it's not the person doesn't care, you guys don't click at all. It's just you're, like, you have to shift your communication style a little bit and, like, recognize that people do things differently.
I do think it's so interesting that we're obviously, we're twins. We grew up in the same household, same parents. Like, we've had a very, very almost exact
it's crazy.
Upbringing, it's crazy. Life path experience. Like, we now go to the same school, same major. Like, we work very, very similar jobs. Yeah. Like, we have a podcast together.
And it's, like,
and
out
it's
of
still
note,
very different.
Yeah.
Our breakdown of it.
I would say it's, like, the way that our lives have been on the same trajectory is kind of funny, because it's not like every step of the way we've made the same choice, like, to do things together. It's just we've individually made a lot of the same choices because we just are similar people. We have similar interests. It's always worked that way. But sometimes it's really funny how many little details of our lives, like, just have lined up and, like, been the same, or the same timelines or the same things.
Wait, this is not related at all, but the other day I was, like, two people that we know that are twins. I like, saw a post from one of them, and I was like, oh, like, started thinking. I was like, wonder how she's doing, like, at school. And I was like, oh, she goes to this school. And I'm like, oh my God, her twin goes to the same school too. And I was like, that's so funny, like, twins going to the same school together. And I was like, oh,
that's me.
That's me.
That's me.
And I was like, huh, that's so interesting that they, like, went just, and I, like, I thought about it differently than I am experiencing it, because when I experience it, I'm like, I don't think anything of it. I'm just like, we're two people that go to the same school and we happen to be related.
We also happen to have the same family.
Right.
And have
that's how I think about
everything
it.
Together since
but
birth.
But now I'm starting to realize, like, oh my God, people are like, sometimes when people call us the twins, I'm like, who? Yeah, and then I realize that it's me.
I know.
And, like,
it's,
I am a twin.
It's a
and
wild that, concept.
Yeah. And that, yeah. Silly. But I just think it's really interesting that there's such a big part of it that is hardwired into you. Obviously, a lot of it comes from your personal experiences and what you were shown growing up was affection.
Right.
And what opportunities you had or were given to show your own affection would obviously shape a lot of how you now give and receive love.
That actually, like, made me really curious in terms of gift giving, because obviously, like, thinking, not, like you were saying, not all of the love languages are, like, as accessible to different people. Mm-hmm. But that made me think, in terms of gift giving, do you think that that would become more important to somebody who, like, comes from a lot of, like, opportunity in a wealthy family, and they're just kind of, like, getting gifts all the time, and that feels like that's a way their family's showing love? Or do you think it would be more like somebody who doesn't have that opportunity, but, like, their mom would always make their birthday really special or something like that?
I think both could be so valid.
So it's like, yes, you're upbringing and your history and your situations make up so much of it, but at the same time, I think there's ways to play, like, with everything, like,
yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. We've had the same upbringing, so
obviously
there are some things that we value because we grew up being shown that that was what appreciation was, and that's how you show it. But our breakdowns are pretty different. And I think that's so interesting, because if you go back, like, it's all things that people could have called. Like, you guys listening definitely could have called these things. And, like, everyone, all of our friends that were there could have called them. And our parents could have been like, oh, yeah, you were two and we could have called those things.
Yeah.
Or those discrepancies. So it's interesting to see how much is, like, hardwired a part of you and how much you were taught.
So now that you guys have probably had enough time to do the quiz yourself, let's talk through what our answers were. Got them. Okay.
Can we, I need to, like, some of them I would like to explain.
Oh, no, yeah, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
My number one, at 32%, because it'll, like, give you a split of your 100% and how it breaks down. 32% quality time.
Does that require an explanation?
It's just me. I feel like we can talk it through after, you know? But for now, no. Seems to make sense for me, I would say. Quality time. Very close behind, 29% words of affirmation. Because, like, if you're not, like, I'm going to get in my head. Like, if you're not telling me, then I'm going to be like, oh, I'm just going to assume the worst. I'm one that, like, assumes, I might, like, assume from other people that they don't care unless they say it.
Yeah, which is very said that on here before.
Which is very different than, like, how I am about myself, you know, like, it doesn't have anything to do with, like, me and myself, because I'm very, like, confident in myself, but I feel like words of affirmation make sense for me.
Wait, can we just clarify, is this quiz only for receiving?
It doesn't really say. I think it's for receiving. It might be mostly receiving, but I would say it's, like, a little bit both, but yeah, I guess I would look at it in the way of receiving. So 32% quality time, close behind 29% words of affirmation, and then close behind that again, 26% physical touch. I mean, that one makes sense for me, because I honestly thought that physical touch might be, like, before I took the quiz, I thought it was going to be top two, not
she's a hugger.
Number three. Like, I'm definitely a hugger. But then it made sense to me, because I feel like physical touch is not as important if it's not part of a bigger sense of quality time or connection or something like that.
That makes sense.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change. And their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
And then my last two, both at 6%, so technically tied, but number 4, acts of service, and then number 5, receiving gifts. So those were kind of at the bottom. It was funny because the top 3 for mine were all very strong and close together, and then these two were, like, a little bit present, but much lower. Like, definitely things that I appreciate, but not things that are maybe as important or validating to me as the others. So yeah, what about you?
My top at 37% was quality time.
Okay.
It just makes sense to
it
me.
It does.
23% is my number 2, words of affirmation. Again, like, I, as much as quality time and, like, actions are so important to me, I'm not going to believe it until it is set in stone.
Right. Actions, you know what I mean? Louder than words, but like...
Like, I could speculate, but I need words. Like, I need you to just... I need you to just lay it out for me.
Right.
Then 23% acts of service. I think acts of service is my top for giving.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, always has been.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about this, like, at... within our family. I won't just hug my parents because I want to. Like, that's not a thought in my brain because that's not how... We'll get to the physical touch aspect, but that's not how I see, like, appreciation or...
Showing
appreciation, yeah. But Caroline will do that. The flip side is that if my parents need, like, an errand ran for them or need... like a grocery shop, or the dog needs to be dropped off somewhere, or like some, I,
you're
they
like,
need to do
the,
something.
Like roof of the Jeep with dad, and you'll help him put the boat in. And
yeah,
stuff
like I,
yeah.
I like do the things, acts of service. Like I will. That's what I equate cleaning to here, because we don't. It's like a small apartment. We don't have like tasks. I will like do yard work with my dad.
Yeah,
and that to me is like acts of service. Or when he was living out of the country, I would like take over the tasks that he used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I don't want to do yard work.
Yeah.
But he appreciates that and needs to be done, so then I would help do it. You know what I mean? That to me is like huge. So I want to see that given back. I think I care about it less in the receiving sense as I do. It's definitely my top for giving, but I obviously don't want someone to be like complacent in a relationship of any kind.
Yeah.
That's just, no one wants that ever. And then my second to last 17% is gift giving. And it's not because I like a physical, like, don't, we don't do Christmas gifts in our house.
We do.
Well, we
but
do,
not
but like,
in the,
yeah. I would deliberately ask, I don't want any Christmas gifts. Like, I don't want a tangible, I don't, want well, random tangible things. You don't want something just things.
To have yeah. it. You want something that is, like, meaningful, like, thinking of a yeah. person and doing that for them.
Right. Or on my birthday, like, I don't really want a gift. I would much rather, like, a nice dinner and spending time with someone quality or, like, time. An activity. You know what I mean? So that's the quality time. In my mind, and as I was answering these questions, for me, gift giving is, like, acts of service. Because mm-hmm. it's not, oh, here's this, like, diamond bracelet I just got you. Like, if someone, like, obviously...
Obviously,
everyone is like, if someone tried to give me a diamond bracelet, I probably wouldn't accept it.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I'd be like, that's too much. Like,
well, like,
that's
it depends
not...
on the scope of the relationship.
But if someone tried to give me a, like, nice, tangible gift, I wouldn't equate that gift to their appreciation. Because in my mind, that's just not, they're not connected. Obviously, I'm going to appreciate, like, the bracelet for being the bracelet, but I'm not going to appreciate the bracelet because... I'm appreciating their appreciation for me. You know what I mean? Like, those connect to me. But in my mind, like, an act of service is a gift to someone else. Like, that's how I interpret it, both giving and receiving that. So I think that's why it's higher up. I don't necessarily care about the tangible, mm-hmm. like, materialistic sides, but I care about the acts of service and, like, thought behind a gift.
Yeah.
In my mind, a gift would be like, oh, here's, this is, I know Anna, our roommate, likes
flowers.
Yeah, our whole household likes flowers, or I know our roommate likes, like, Trader Joe's peanut butter cups. So if she's having an absolute shit day, the other day, like, got mm-hmm. flowers and peanut butter cups. Like, that to me is a gift, but it's an act of service. So I think those go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming in at dead last.
Dead last.
Which, this, I think everyone was, because we went around the room when we did this. We read ours out loud, just like we're doing right now, and we got to this point, and... It was an interesting reaction for everyone because physical touch for me is 0%.
Zero.
And I just feel the need to explain that because it's not like...
We knew it would be last.
We knew it would be last. We knew it would be low. That's like it's like a thing. But...
Zero was extreme.
Zero was a lot. And like, it was concerning. It's definitely interesting. It raised flags. But I wouldn't say it's concerning. It's just... not. It's not. And it's not like, oh my God, I have the biggest, deepest aversion to it. I just don't equate... appreciation to physical touch.
Yeah.
Like, if someone, I don't know, if you, like, say hi or bye to someone, you give them a hug, right? Yeah. It's, that to me doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just, like, don't equate that. There's so many other things that rank higher to me that I think that's the reason why I pushed it down. It's not necessarily, like, no yeah. physical touch. It's just that I could care less about yeah. physical touch. You know what I mean?
And it makes sense.
In the grand scope of
with
it.
The way that you take the quiz, it gives you two scenarios and then you choose which one is more important.
So, right, like, so I'm always going to choose yeah. something over physical yeah. touch.
It's not like you were saying, like, oh, absolutely hate that. It's just that yeah. the other scenario always meant more.
So, like, 0% is extreme, but I stand by it. Because in my mind...
Other things are more
I
important.
Think it is interesting, because we went through, and obviously I was explaining and, like, backing up, and everyone was kind of rationalizing their answers, because people had such varying answers. Someone had, like, 50% gift giving, and we were all like... So everyone was kind of going around rationalizing, and I do think it was interesting to hear people's rationalizations and also understand that, like, everyone thinks that their breakdown obviously is the best because that's
obviously.
What obviously that's what, and for some people who maybe had opposites or had, you know, very different breakdowns, it was impossible to understand the other person's almost because sure. with most people kind of had, like, 50-50 overlap, but then obviously some people had, like, very
extreme
opposing and extremely
yeah.
opposing views. And so with the people with overlap, you can appreciate where they're coming from. Maybe you have, like, 20% acts of service and someone has 60% acts of service. You both have even the 20% person has a decent amount of acts
yeah.
of service where they can get where you're coming from with
yeah.
that being super high. However, if it was, like,
50-0,
it's, like, I have a hard time understanding how people equate, like,
mm-hmm.
just physical touch to a love language.
Yeah.
So that's super interesting also because this is obviously a quiz. This was in, like, a group setting. But in practice, if you have a slight overlap with someone... You can meet them in the middle. You can appreciate their love languages once you understand it, like we were talking about before. Once you understand someone else's love languages and your own, then you can kind of play with that and support both of you. Mm-hmm. If they're so opposing, though, and there's no spot to meet in the middle, that's when it's just not going to work.
Yeah. And I think that explains how if somebody doesn't click with you or somebody's not into you, like, it doesn't mean that you are any less good of a person yourself. It just means that you're not compatible.
Or them. It doesn't mean that they're less of a good person or viable option in general. It just means that you guys don't work together. And that makes complete sense. And that's normal. Like, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be working together. Like, you shouldn't be a perfect match for everyone you meet. That's maybe when you gotta step back and, like, check in with yourself. Make sure that you understand and are solid and confident with your own love languages.
Yeah.
Before you then go out and, like, try and put them into practice and try and understand other people's.
Your compatibility with somebody else does not equate to your own worth as a person. You know? Like, your compatibility with, like, one single person has nothing to do with who you guys are. Just everything to do with the way that you guys click or don't click or communicate and don't communicate. So we gotta just not take it that personally when it doesn't work, you know? Which I think is a really interesting concept, because you know how someone, like, if two people break up and then someone with someone new and they're like, oh, like, what? Like, I'm so much better than that. Like, you know, like, people always look at people as in, like, it's a ranking of person to person. Like, oh, why is he with her? I was so much better. But, like, it really has a lot less to do with each person on paper and a lot more about the actual connection that the two people have. So it's really not a competition of person to person. It is just what's clicking and, like, what relationship actually works.
So, kind of on the same note, we wanted to hear your guys' opinions on love languages. I put up the quiz, so if you did take it before recording this episode and shared your answers, like, that was super interesting, again, to see how there's such a variation in how people give and receive love. And I think that's so needed and perfect, because that just, it adds spice, it adds interest, it adds, like, just differences within the world and people, like, that's what we live for.
Also, like, I eat up any sort of, like, I eat up any sort of personality quiz or understanding yourself or understanding people in any way. I just think it's so interesting how, like, there's so many ways.
Like a BuzzFeed quiz I would eat up in middle school.
Like, it's just so interesting how there's so many ways for each person to be different, I guess. So with that, let's get in to the double take.
Now, these questions are, the topic or the guideline was not only just the five love languages, but also Valentine's Day related in general. So, I feel like I've protected my peace too much and now can't imagine a relationship. That's valid, I'd say. That's, like, necessary, maybe, in your process of, I don't know where you started, but if people started, like, I know, you know, the people who since middle school have never not, like, had
a relationship
going on, which is crazy in my mind, because then you don't get the chance to, like, learn about yourself without someone. Because there's always someone there. And if there's not, if you're, like, going through a breakup with someone, then you're looking for the next person. And that's, there's so many different aspects of it. You don't know who you are. You don't know how to be yourself. Like, you don't know.
Or you only know that as it relates to.
You only know yourself relating, like, to other people. You don't know yourself, like, relating to yourself in your own zone. I talked about that maybe, like, a few months ago on the podcast, where I think healing or growing or any of that happens with you alone, and then it's put into practice with other people, because it's never solidified. You can get so far, you can get 90% of the way on your own, as you should, but it's not completely solidified until it's put in practice, because you can be yourself around yourself. And around other people, you have two options. You can either be less of yourself, or you can be so deeply yourself.
That's hard.
And that's so hard, but once you get solid with yourself alone, once you do that 90%, you can get to the point where you are then more saturated version of who you are when you're with other people. And I think that's a really cool place to be, but it does take time, and it does take the protecting your peace a little too much, maybe. Because when you're in that space, and again, I don't know where you started in this process, but you protect your peace is the, like, viral phrase, I guess, that's going on relating to this kind of idea of spending more time with yourself, knowing yourself, growing, blah, 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 blah. You have to go through that phase to get so solid with it that you almost get sick of it when you're done, when you're ready to leave that phase. And again, it's the same thing of like when you're in a funk, let the funk happen and then you'll be ready. Yeah. You'll be sick of being in the funk. You're just going to go. The same thing with this. You're going to get sick of being on your own, being alone, happy alone, might I add.
But just like ready for that.
You're going to be ready for like the next step to be more social, to be around other people, to invite new relationships in. That's just going to happen naturally. And part of that process is protecting your peace a little too much that
too close to the
you
sun.
May not be able to imagine that right now. But with time, surely you will.
Mm-hmm. I think you're in a much better starting point coming from I've been super independent, protecting my peace. I don't know how to invite a relationship than from somebody who has always been in a relationship than trying to navigate like how to be alone and by myself. Like I think you are in a much, much better starting point.
Because when
you can continue to protect your peace like with other people, it doesn't mean not protecting your peace. Like that just means that you're so self-aware that you're not gonna let anybody else disturb your peace. You're only gonna
that's a good thing. And this step is just part of the process.
Who bring it, make it better.
Because think about it, people, I like the point you said about people who have been in a relationship their entire lives or forever coming out and trying to learn who they are on their own.
That is so scary
and that's hard. When you are solid with yourself and it's kind of the opposite, going from the first option is people going from deeply embedded in relationships to almost a negative point, then going to being just yourself. The version that you're talking about is being so solid in yourself and then bringing that into other relationships. That is a very powerful position to be in because you are so confident, you're so good with yourself that you can then apply that to new relationships, existing relationships, growing relationships, social, like the outside world. Mm-hmm. But it does take going through kind of the whole process to get there, and that's okay. Someone's Valentine's Day plans are sitting in their room listening to Girls with Goals. And to be honest,
probably.
I love it. What is your opinion on Valentine's Day as a holiday? Do we like it or is it cheesy?
I like it. I feel like we're having fun with it this year, the way that we kind of had like a friend party. We'll probably do a Galentine's thing. It's never been something I've like celebrated in a relationship, so I don't know how I feel about it in that sense. But
I feel like
it's,
I wouldn't
fun.
Be into it necessarily in a relationship. One of our, two of our really close friends who are together, I was talking to them yesterday. I was like, are you, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? They're like, oh, we're celebrating on Wednesday, not Tuesday, like the 15th, not the 14th. They're like, it's just so expensive. And
that's valid.
And you can't get a booking anywhere.
Yeah.
So like, we're just going to do something nice on the 15th instead.
Oh,
and I was like,
nice.
I kind of love that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like that reads into like the being solid in the relationship and not doing it for show. At the same time, I think it's fun to have like little extra. No, like holidays are fun because are they necessary? No. No holiday is like inherently the best thing ever, but like we amp it up, we make it, we create stories, we create traditions, we make them events, and that's what's so fun about it.
Oh, that's so valid. I like that actually.
Thanks.
Just cooked it up.
So personally, I don't know. I don't hate it. I don't think it's cheesy. I think it can be cheesy if you're in a cheesy relationship, but if you are in a cheesy relationship, then like eat it up.
Yeah.
Do your thing. Perfect. How do you know you found the one? Does it look like I found the one? Like, I'm 20 years old. No, I don't know how to answer that one. I'm so sorry. But I feel like you would probably know. I'm going to let you figure that one out. I don't think I can help. Something that I think this whole household will really enjoy. This is the last double take question.
Oh, God. What is
that? How do you deal with being chronically single? First off, I love it. It's so fun. There's so much time for activities.
There's so much time for activities.
Like, I do think about this. If I was to be in a relationship, like, that would take so much of my time. I just don't want that right now.
No.
I'm just not into it right now.
No. Sometimes being 20 and being chronically single, like, you can feel like you're falling behind, but then I actually think about it, and I'm like, honestly, no, because the life that I have built for myself by having more time with myself and not spending time chasing other people or wasting time on relationships that aren't actually right has given me so much time to build a relationship with myself and a life for myself that I'm so happy with, so that now when somebody actually does come, they're just gonna come into my already good life and make it better.
See, I love being chronically single because I'm 20 years old, like I'm a baby. I have right. so much time to give to other people later in my life. Mm-hmm. Right now, I wanna give that to myself, I wanna give it to my friends, I wanna give it to the people and relationships that I value in life. I don't want to have that be 100% consumed. And I know that, like, balance in romantic relationships. But I just don't have or want to have the time, space, energy for a romantic relationship. Because I want to have that time, space, and energy for hobbies, friends, varying relationships, rather than just, like, one kind of overarching thing. Mm-hmm. And I know that's a huge generalization. But I'm 20 years old. Like, there's time for long-term, like, serious romantic relationships mm-hmm. later. This is now not the time for that in my life currently. Do your thing. I'm gonna do mine.
Slay. And with that, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I personally had a lot of fun recording it. A Valentine's Day special.
Valentine's Day special.
Next week, we'll have a guest for you, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys enjoy your week. We love you so much. Thank you for being here. Go follow the podcast at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram or TikTok. Follow our personals at Caroline Kneen.
And I'm Catherine Kneen. And those will all be linked below, as well as the link for merch, which I've been wearing this whole episode if you've been watching. And surely I will be wearing it in every single episode to come, because I do wear it every day. It's and just yeah. good. It's just good.
And we will see you guys next Monday.
Bye. Bye.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming.
I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.